Chapter 2, Petroleum Supply Organizational Structure. Chapter 2 provides an overview of the joint and strategic level organizations and army units that conduct petroleum supply operations. This chapter provides a description of the role of Army headquarters at echelon, theater, corps, and division for petroleum supply operations. Chapter 2 also provides a brief description of each unit, its role, and its capabilities. Section 1, Joint and Strategic Level Organizations. Joint and strategic organizations involved in petroleum supply operations include the United States Transportation Command, U.S. TRANSCOM, DLA, United States Army Materiel Command, USAMC, and Geographic Command Commands, GCC. The strategic level of petroleum supply operations requires close coordination and collaboration with other services, allies, host nation, and other governmental organizations. Strategic level planning for petroleum supply operations in theater begins at the Geographic Combatant Command level and ends with the TSC at the operational level of petroleum support. Coordination with the JPO, the Theater Army, the United States U.S. TRANSCOM, DLA Energy, the USAPC, and the Theater Petroleum Center, TPC, is key to the accomplishment of theater petroleum distribution. These organizations are discussed in the following paragraphs. United States Transportation Command. U.S. TRANSCOM is the functional combatant command responsible for providing and managing strategic common user airlift, sealift, and terminal services worldwide. The U.S. TRANSCOM mission includes planning for and providing air, land, and sea transportation of fuels for DoD during all operational contexts. Combatant commands, service components, and DLA Energy coordinate with U.S. TRANSCOM to move petroleum assets outside of the operational area. U.S. TRANSCOM's major subordinate commands include Air Mobility Command as its Air Force component command, Military Sealift Command as its Navy component command, and the Military Surface Deployment and Distribution Command, also known as SDDC, as its Army Service component command. Military Sealift Command operates vessels that sustain our warfighting forces and deliver specialized maritime services in support of national security objectives. The Military Sealift Command provides petroleum capability through the OPDS. When commercial facilities are not available, are damaged, or inadequate, the OPDS can hook up to commercial and military ocean-going tankers to provide an effective alternative method for providing high volumes of fuel to the shore. The Joint Petroleum Office, U.S. TRANSCOM, represents Commander U.S. TRANSCOM on all petroleum-related issues. Key duties and responsibilities of the U.S. TRANSCOM JPO include prepare plans, policies, and procedures for executing petroleum operations related to supporting the U.S. TRANSCOM strategic mission. Develop long-range sustainment plans for petroleum support of U.S. TRANSCOM's inter-theater mission and contingency operations worldwide. Review long-range plans for positioning of petroleum assets. Oversee and validate all fuel data reporting by Army Materiel Command and Military Sealift Command. Assist combatant commanders on establishing their fuel-related priorities. Coordinate with other JPOs to de-conflict requirements. Defense Logistics Agency. DLA is the primary DoD logistics provider for supply classes 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 9. DLA Energy is a major subordinate command of DLA and is the primary source for Class 3 bulk petroleum supplies. DLA supports each GCC, often by co-locating a DLA regional command with the sustainment headquarters, typically the TSC or ESC. DLA regional commands are the focal point for coordinating DLA activities throughout the area of responsibility, AOR, and reach back to other DLA elements in CONUS for logistics solutions. In accordance with DODD 5101.8 ECHO, DLA Energy serves as the Class 3 Bravo executive agent responsible for providing contracted fuel support across all services and combatant commands in permissive and semi-permissive environments. Manages the bulk petroleum distribution network from the refinery to the supported and supporting unit. Obtains bulk fuel locally within the theater when possible. DLA Energy uses Accountable Property System as its automated conduit to manage any location where the fuel is owned by DLA Energy. These locations are known as capitalized locations or defense fuel support points. Defense fuel support points receive, store, and issue capitalized fuel. Capitalization refers to ownership. Capitalized fuel is managed and owned by DLA Energy, from refinery to delivery to an Army unit who is required to reimburse the Defense-Wide Working Capital Fund for the fuel it received. Fuel purchased from DLA Energy and owned by the services is non-capitalized. The DLA Energy Bulk Fuels Commodity Business Unit acts as the principal advisor and assistant to the Director, DLA Energy, and the Deputy Director of Operations in directing the accomplishment of mission responsibilities. These responsibilities are to provide worldwide support of authorized activities in the areas of contracting, distribution, transportation, inventory control of bulk fuels, including jet fuels, distillate fuels, residual fuels, automotive gasoline for overseas locations only, specified bulk lubricating oils, aircraft engine oils, bulk fuel additives, and crude oil. The Direct Delivery Fuels Commodity Business Unit acquires and manages ground, aviation, and ship propulsion fuels delivered directly to the requiring service from commercial vendors. DLA Energy is responsible for quality assurance and on-specification delivery of all bulk petroleum products procured and distributed through the distribution management process. During large-scale combat operations, DLA cannot be expected to deliver fuel forward of the rear boundary of the core support area. United States Army Materiel Command. The USAMC is the Army's materiel integrator, providing national-level sustainment, acquisition integration support, contracting support, and selected logistics support to Army forces. It also provides related common support to other services, multinational, and interagency partners, FM4O. USAMC is responsible for developing fuel burn rates for Army equipment. USAMC is the Army's executive agent for the APS program. USAMC is responsible for APS management, equipment modernization planning, and current operations. The APS comprises five land and sea-based categories: unit sets, operational project stocks, sustainment stocks, war reserve stock, and activity sets. United States Army Petroleum Center. The USAPC supports Army needs on most petroleum-related topics and actively interacts with all parties within the military petroleum community. USAPC has three core areas of expertise: petroleum operations, tactical and garrison, petroleum infrastructure, and quality surveillance. In accordance with AR-710-2, USAPC will act as the Army Service Control Point in accordance with DOD 4140.25, Volume 1. Service control points established by military services serve as the central management function in coordinating requirements, technical issues, and supply actions with military units and DLA Energy. Represent the Army Deputy Chief of Staff G4 as the voting member to DLA Energy's Executive Agent Component Steering Group in matters pertaining to Class 3 Bravo. USAPC will execute the following programs. For more information, see AR-710-2. Petroleum Operations, Army Petroleum Help Desk, Petroleum Technical Assistance Program, Army Fuel Consumption Requirements Validation, Petroleum Infrastructure, Engineering Technical Review Program, Army Sustainment, Restoration, and Modernization Program, Army Petroleum Military Construction Program, Army Fuel Facility Optimization Program, Quality, Army Quality Surveillance Program, Petroleum Laboratory Certification Program, Air Pollution Abatement Program, Laboratory Support. During major contingencies, USAPC serves as a collaborative partner that provides technical assistance in requirements determination and validation. The GCC-JPO typically works directly with DLA Energy, with USAPC providing assistance as needed. Additional functions of the USAPC include, but are not limited to, providing technical assistance and readiness assessments, managing sustainment, restoration, and modernization requirements for Army capitalized facilities and provide engineering support for those projects, providing technical expertise for installation and operation of tactical bulk petroleum handling systems and automated fuel management systems. Geographic Combatant Command. The GCC is in charge of utilizing and integrating air, land, sea, and amphibious forces under their commands to achieve United States national security objectives while protecting national interests. The Operations Directorate of the Joint Staff, J3, is responsible for developing the GCC concept of operations, which will drive fuel requirements within the assigned geographic or functional area of operations. The Logistics Directorate of the Joint Staff, J4, at the GCC plans for the execution of petroleum support for the AOR. The J4 has responsibilities to develop, project, and validate petroleum requirements in support of the J3's concept of operations. The combatant commander is ultimately responsible for ensuring the theater has all petroleum support capability required to meet the combatant commander's objectives. The JPO discharges the responsibility. The JPO is responsible for the overall planning of petroleum logistics support for joint operations within their area of responsibility. This includes arranging for movement of fuel and related products, personnel, and support equipment. To support the management of the Inland Petroleum Distribution Mission of the Army to support the joint force, the JPO can designate an area within the Joint Operational Area, JOA, as requiring a Sub-Area Petroleum Office, SAPO, and request the services to provide personnel to staff the office. The SAPO is responsible for execution of multi-service and coalition partner petroleum support. A joint force commander is a subordinate commander to the combatant commander to exercise combatant command, command authority, or operational control over a joint force. Joint forces are established at three levels: unified combatant commands, subordinate unified commands, and joint task forces. Joint forces can be established on either a geographic area or functional basis. Further information on combatant commands and joint force command is located in JP1. Joint Petroleum Office. The JPO executes petroleum responsibilities for the combatant commander and, if needed, establishes one or more SAPOs. The JPO collaborates with DLA Energy, Service Components, SAPO, USAPC, the TPC, and Quartermaster Petroleum Groups to plan, coordinate, and oversee all phases of bulk petroleum support for United States forces and other organizations employed or planned for possible employment in the theater. The JPO is responsible for ensuring all participants, to include the services, allies, coalition partners, and supporting commands, coordinate their requirements and maximize their available fuel support capability to provide effective theater-wide support. The combatant commander's wartime host nation support and transportation agencies process and coordinate requests from the service components for host nation support, infrastructure, and bulk petroleum transportation assets. For fuel infrastructure projects, the JPO has a particular critical function in coordinating with appropriate engineering agencies to ensure projects meet proper construction and international infrastructure standards. For the Army, petroleum military construction project planning includes the United States Army Corps of Engineers and the USAPC. Close coordination between the JPO, responsible host nation agencies, and service components is critical to ensure the timely execution of theater bulk petroleum sustainment and management. The stakeholders involved in the process may vary across different theaters of operation. At the direction of the GCC, the Theater Army provides forces, tasks, and designates one or more SAPOs as subordinate offices to the JPO to perform petroleum planning and execution in an area of operations or joint operations area for which the JPO is responsible. SAPOs plan and execute the petroleum logistics support requirements, maintain visibility of the bulk fuel supply distribution situation, and facilitate resolution of fuel-related problems. Document and verify fuel deliveries to service components and supporting commands. Consolidate and forward bulk fuel requirements to the JPO with a copy furnished to USAPC. Oversee quality surveillance for all bulk fuel in the JOA. Forward receipt documents to the appropriate DLA energy element. Key responsibilities of the JPO and SAPO are further discussed in JP4-03. Section 2. Theater Echelon Army Organizations and Capabilities. The purpose of this section is to describe the role of Army organizations at the theater echelon and Army unit capabilities to conduct petroleum supply operations. Theater petroleum operations begin with planning and coordination at the strategic level with the combatant commander and at the theater army level. Theater level petroleum planners coordinate with the JPO, DLA Energy, and the USAPC. The management and accounting for theater bulk petroleum for land forces is normally performed by the TSC or ESC. Theater distribution is executed by the petroleum group at the operational level and below. The TPC and petroleum liaison detachments support Army planning and operations at the Theater Army, TSC, ESC levels, and below. Theater Army. The Theater Army is the highest echelon Army headquarters in an AOR. The Theater Army is responsible for training, equipping, and sustaining forces as outlined in the appropriate service-specific subtitle of 10 USC. The Theater Army is the Army Service Component Command for each geographic combatant command. The Theater Army is responsible for making recommendations to the Joint Force Commander on the use of Army forces within a combatant commander's AOR. The Theater Army conducts administrative and select operational activities, theater opening, reception, staging, onward movement, and integration, Army support to other services, and common user logistics for multiple tasks, including fuel distribution and transportation, to allow the Field Army to focus on tactical operations. The Theater Army's Senior Sustainment Headquarters is the assigned TSC. Embedded within the Theater Army are staff elements which provide oversight of petroleum and water supply, storage, reporting, and health safety within the AOR. The Assistant Chief of Staff Operations, G3, is responsible for developing the Theater Army concept of operations, which will drive fuel requirements. The Assistant Chief of Staff Logistics, G4 staff, is the primary staff concerned with petroleum and water requirements determination. Theater-level petroleum and water situational awareness occurs between the Theater Army and the Theater-level Logistics Headquarters. The TPC or Petroleum Liaison Detachments may be assigned or attached to the Theater Army G4 to support planning and operations at the theater level. Theater Petroleum Center. The TPC serves as the Senior Army Petroleum Advisor to the Geographic and Functional Combatant Commands. The TPC provides strategic through operational planning support to geographic or functional combatant commands, the Theater Army, Corps, and TSC. The TPC conducts liaison support with DLA Energy, the Army Petroleum Center, the JPO, SAPO, and other partners as needed. The TPC is allocated one per Theater Army supporting a GCC or in the TSC when their capabilities to plan and execute petroleum operations are exceeded. The TPC serves as the linkage between petroleum partners by providing liaison support between DLA Energy, USAPC, JPO, Theater Army, Corps, TSC and ESC, petroleum groups, and the SAPO as needed. The TPC serves as the Senior Theater Army Petroleum Advisor to the Geographic and Functional Combatant Commands. The TPC is normally assigned or attached to a Theater Army, TSC, or Corps. The TPC may also be attached to a Geographic Combatant Command when supporting the JPO mission as the Army's Service Component Representative. The TPC has a worldwide mission focus and responsibility. Based on requirements and resources available, the TPC supports all theaters of operations simultaneously and refines its focus as conditions require. In this capacity, the TPC interfaces with DoD strategic partners throughout the globe in accordance with operational needs. The TPC assists combatant commands, theater armies, TSC, and Corps with development of bulk petroleum and alternative fuels policies, procedures, and guidelines. Assists combatant commands, theater armies, TSC, and Corps with development and validation of OPLAN and CONPLAN. Provides theater-level expertise, augmentation, management, and recommendation to the JPO and G4 during planning and support to defense support of civil authorities events. Synchronizes OPLAN and CONPLAN petroleum requirements at the Theater Army and TSC level. Validates time-phased force deployment data for petroleum support units and command and control elements at the Theater Army level and below. Determines transportation, intra and inter-theater requirements and methodology for multimodal distribution network movement of bulk petroleum and alternative fuels from the point of receipt of product from DLA Energy forward. Conducts multimodal distribution network and storage capabilities assessments of host nation, allied, and partner nations in concert with strategic and operational partners. supports a JPO as the Army's service component representative when required. Acts as or supports a SAPO as the Army's service component representative when required. When supporting as a JPO or SAPO, the TPC communicates and synchronizes bulk petroleum and alternative fuels requirements, resources, and plans between operational and strategic levels. Develops, synchronizes, and monitors quality surveillance plans, policies, procedures, and guidelines from the point of receipt of energy products from DLA Energy forward in an OE. Provides bulk potable water planning support at the TSC or above level as required. Provides coordination and synchronization guidance for Total Forces Petroleum Liaison Detachments. Quartermaster Petroleum Liaison Detachment. Each Quartermaster Petroleum Liaison Detachment is assigned to support a TSC, ESC, Petroleum and Water Group, or Transportation Brigade Expeditionary, TBX. The Quartermaster Petroleum Liaison Detachment is similar to the TPC and provides the same capabilities of the TPC on a smaller scale. Each detachment serves as the Army Petroleum Advisor for operational planning support to the TSC, ESC, and Quartermaster Petroleum Group. The team conducts liaison support with DLA Energy, the USAPC, the JPO, the SAPO, the Theater Petroleum Center, and other partners as needed. The team supports a designated region as a SAPO when designated by the GCC-JPO. It provides bulk potable water planning support at the TSC or ESC level as required. In addition, the Quartermaster Petroleum Liaison Detachment executes liaison, synchronization, and coordination for bulk petroleum and alternative fuel support for United States forces, allies, coalition partners, host nations, governmental, and as-directed non-governmental partners at the Corps level and below. Provides theater-level expertise, augmentation, management, and recommendation to the JPO and G4 during planning and support to Defense Support of Civil Authorities events. Can be attached to a petroleum group as a plans and operations center when the group has one or more petroleum support battalions, PSB, or multiple petroleum support companies, PSC, such as pipeline terminal operating or a salt hose line assigned. It provides support, plans, validates requirements, and assists in the development of the concept of support. Supports the theater port opening mission of the Transportation Brigade, Expeditionary, when assigned. It provides planning, coordinating, and operations support to the TBX when the bulk petroleum portion of the mission exceeds staff capabilities. Receives coordination and synchronization guidance from the TPC through its chain of command. Theater Sustainment Command. The TSC is the senior sustainment headquarters commanding and controlling task-organized sustainment units while supporting joint operations through all of the Army's operational contexts across the supported AO in support of the theater Army. The TSC provides sustainment support to Army, joint, and multinational forces in support of unified land operations. As the materiel manager for a geographic area of responsibility, the TSC provides operational oversight for bulk petroleum. A TSC may command one or more ESCs as required. The theater's Quartermaster Petroleum Group is usually assigned directly to the TSC. The TSC staff assists the Theater Army G4 with information required to complete the Theater Army Operations Order, OPORD. The TSC commander may coordinate with strategic providers for support, as directed by the Theater Army commander. Coordinate with the theater commander and staff to understand the Theater Army mission. Develop and disseminate an OPORD to subordinate units. This OPORD contains a concept of operations that specifies tasks for subordinate units and clearly delineate command and support relationships as specified in the Theater Army OPORD. Develop sustainment estimates to determine adequacy of the current operations concept and make changes to the concept as required. Communicate critical sustainment requirements in priority order to the higher headquarters. Identify and communicate critical capability shortfalls to the Theater Army commander and staff. Develop the theater's quality surveillance plan. Provide recommendations for sustainment unit placement to the Theater Army staff. Provide logistics status reports, logstat reports, to the Theater Army staff in accordance with the Theater Army reporting SOP. As directed by the Theater Army Commander or G4, coordinate support from strategic providers in accordance with the Theater Army support priorities. Maintain the theater's common operational picture, COP, for fuel supplies and status. The TSC has an Organic Distribution Management Center, DMC, with a fuel and water branch. The fuel and water branch manages bulk Class 3 and water distribution throughout the AOR by using military, contracted, and locally procured capability assets. It coordinates with other branches in the DMC, as well as with strategic partners, such as DLA Energy, to monitor and manage theater stocks. The Fuel and Water Branch also works with the United States Army Petroleum Center to ensure the distribution plan is accurate and can be supported. The Army normally manages overland petroleum support, including inland waterways, to United States land-based forces of all DoD components. This branch coordinates with Theater Petroleum Center representatives, the JPO, Sub-Area Petroleum Office, and DLA Energy to plan, coordinate, and oversee all phases of bulk petroleum procurement and support for United States forces and other organizations in an AOR. The staff coordinates petroleum operations and monitors quality surveillance resources and testing results in the AOR. The TSC may require the TPC or a petroleum liaison detachment to be attached or assigned to support its petroleum and water planning in most environments. The petroleum liaison detachment acts as the future plan cell for bulk fuel and water for the TSC when assigned in a supporting role to the TSC. There is also a theater POL lab detachment. The TSC petroleum officer plans a theater-wide petroleum distribution system in support of the GCC and its assigned theater of operations. When a TSC is unavailable, the senior sustainment commander in theater is responsible for theater petroleum distribution planning and execution. The TPC, petroleum group, and petroleum liaison detachments are designed to support theater planning and execution of petroleum and water operations. They are assigned to the TSC to provide planning, synchronization, and coordination for initial entry plans and events at the 30-day planning horizon and beyond. The TSC petroleum officer coordinates with other key staff members, senior, adjacent, and subordinate, as well as the USAPC, to ensure the distribution plan is accurate and supportable. Distribution Engineer G3, Assistant Chief of Staff, plans, known as the G5, and other sections may need to assist in the synchronization of the plan and coordination. The Petroleum and Water section concentrates on requirements and operations within the 30-day planning horizon. The TSC Petroleum Officer prepares a projected requirement to support the Theater Petroleum mission. All long-range materiel requirements, including facilities, materials, and equipment needed to install and operate the petroleum distribution system, are submitted as a theater operational projected requirement. Procedures are prescribed by AR-710-1 and AR-710-3. Army-led service bulk petroleum support may come from tactical-level units, such as a sustainment brigade, rather than a TSC. The delegation of support usually occurs in smaller-scale operations. The TSC executes its petroleum distribution mission through the use of modular forces to include the ESC, Petroleum Group, Sustainment Brigade, the PSB, and PSCs. Expeditionary Sustainment Command. The ESC is the senior sustainment headquarters commanding and controlling task-organized sustainment units, executing operational area opening, distribution, sustainment, and operational area closing in support of Army forces or a joint task force, JTF. Whereas the TSC looks across an entire AOR, the ESC focuses on an operational area within an AOR, synchronizing sustainment operations in support of Army forces or a JTF conducting unified land operations. The ESC, if employed, manages petroleum supply and distribution within an assigned area of operations. The ESC provides a similar support structure as the TSC, but lacks some of the depth and capabilities of the TSC. If a TSC is not in theater, the ESC will fulfill the role of senior sustainment commander, but may require additional staff elements, a planning section, for example. Like the TSC, the ESC has a DMC. The DMC is headed by the Support Operations SPO officer and is a coordinating staff section. The DMC includes a deputy SPO officer, the Operational Contract Support section, and Sustainment Automation Support Management Office sections. The ESC DMC is the principal staff section for coordinating sustainment across an operational area. The DMC is responsible for sustaining the force through its three branches: Distribution Integration Branch, DIB, the Material Management Branch, and the Transportation Operations Branch. The staff focuses on detailed planning for operational area opening, distribution, sustainment, and operational area closing operations. Within the Materiel Management branch is the Fuel and Water section. The Fuel and Water section plans and coordinates petroleum support with subordinate sustainment brigades or other subordinate headquarters as necessary. The Fuel and Water section is tasked to manage and account for theater bulk petroleum. It also coordinates tactical petroleum operations and quality surveillance of bulk petroleum in the theater. This organization plans distribution of bulk fuel forward into the core support area based on a combination of available storage, distribution assets, and anticipated customer demands. The Petroleum Liaison Detachment acts as the future plans cell for bulk fuel and water when assigned to the ESC. Quartermaster Group, Petroleum and Water. The Petroleum Group is normally attached to a TSC. The Petroleum Group supports a theater army in establishing, managing, and conducting petroleum and water operations. In a set the theater or early entry mission set, the Petroleum Group is responsible for planning and providing command and control of the theater petroleum and water units assigned to build theater stocks, distribution systems, and quality surveillance support structure. This unit provides command, control, planning, and supervision of bulk petroleum and bulk potable water supply, storage, multimodal distribution networks, and quality surveillance, and water purification, storage, and distribution in support of unified land operations. Planning of the development, design, and construction of the tactical petroleum distribution and storage facilities based on the operational plan of the theater commander. Operational planning for the development, rehabilitation, and extension of host nation petroleum systems and storage facilities based on the O-Plan of the theater commander. Coordination of requirements for construction, rehabilitation, and maintenance of petroleum facilities with the engineer command. Liaison with other services and host nations for coordination of the allied pipeline and multimodal distribution system. Planning and execution of the theater's petroleum quality surveillance plan. The group has a support operations, SPO, section that coordinates, manages, and synchronizes all bulk petroleum in the theater or core. The size of the current petroleum group staff limits it to planning current operations. It requires a petroleum liaison detachment attached as a future plans team to coordinate support requirements for missions in theater greater than 30 days ahead. This unit is dependent on external support for area signal support, engineering, construction, rehabilitation, and maintenance of military and civilian conduit and pipelines, storage and distribution facilities, and petroleum facilities. Security forces required to protect petroleum terminals and other facilities from guerrilla activity, destruction, sabotage, and pilferage. Coordination is required with the Transportation Brigade, Expeditionary, during port opening and theater opening operations, where bulk petroleum is distributed over the shore or through TBX areas of responsibility. This organization is programmed to become the Theater Petroleum and Water Group, TPWG, by 2025. The TPWG will have a more robust planning cell and ability to track petroleum and water distribution. More information and a diagram of the projected TPWG force structure is located in Appendix R. Transportation Brigade, Expeditionary. The TBX is an early entry brigade that supports a theater army in managing and conducting seaport operations. The TBX can be attached to a TSC or ESC and is the expert on the execution of port operations and management. The TBX provides command and control for seaport operations and provides command for Army Transportation Terminal Battalions, seaport operations companies, and Army watercraft units deployed to support the GCC. During early entry operations, a petroleum liaison detachment is attached to the TBX team to support the planning of port opening for port and over-the-shore petroleum and potable water operations in support of the theater plan. The petroleum liaison detachment supports the TBX by planning early entry petroleum and water operations and requirements for the theater and supports the building of theater stocks, distribution networks to include OPDS, beach terminal operations, inland petroleum distribution system, flexible hose line systems, storage sites, and initial quality surveillance program. The Petroleum Liaison Detachment assigned to the TBX is responsible for coordinating with the Petroleum Group and other agencies. Theater Movement Control Element. The theater movement control element is assigned to a TSC or ESC to manage movement control planning by use of movement control, intra-theater operations, inter-theater operations, and theater container management. The theater movement control element assists petroleum support operations by determining optimal supply routes. Theater Petroleum Lab Detachment. The Theater Petroleum Lab Detachment performs quality surveillance on aviation turbine fuel and diesel fuel for properties associated with identification and acceptance at destination, properties likely to be affected by transportation, and characteristics susceptible to deterioration due to age, environmental, or storage conditions in accordance with MIL Standard 3004-1 Alpha for the theater. It is normally assigned one per theater as testing requirements dictate. The Theater Petroleum Lab tests contracted or other outsourced fuel before that fuel moves forward into the theater. The Theater Petroleum Lab Detachment is assigned to a TSC or an ESC supporting a field army. Its equipment includes two Petroleum Quality Analysis Systems Enhanced, PQAS-E. This unit has 100% of its table organization and equipment items transported in a single lift using organic equipment. Section 3. Overview of Operational and Tactical Level Support. The purpose of this section is to describe the role of Army organizations at the operational and tactical level and Army unit capabilities to conduct petroleum supply operations. Field Army. A field army may or may not be constituted. When constituted, a field army focuses on the threat to successfully compete, deter, and if necessary, prepare for and transition to combat operations as a land component command. A field army's focus is on tactical operations, while the theater army conducts largely administrative and operational activities. A field army is task-ordered by the theater army until the joint force commander takes command. The Army constitutes a field army in theaters where large-scale ground combat is possible. Its primary purpose is to prevent and, if necessary, prevail in large-scale ground combat against peer or near-peer adversaries. It also enables effective competition against such threats below the threshold of armed conflict. A field army exercises command and control of two or more corps. A field army is tailored in its capability and capacity as determined by mission and operational variables, FM4O. Fundamentally, a field army headquarters is staffed and equipped to perform three roles, Army Component and R4 for a subordinate unified commander, Joint Force Land Component Headquarters, with augmentation, for large-scale ground combat operations, JTF Headquarters, with augmentation, for crisis response and limited contingency operations. An ESC may be attached to the field army. The ESC is responsible for synchronizing and integrating operations at the field army echelon. The ESC DMC fuel and water staff supports the field army staff planning petroleum supply operations. The ESC advises the field army staff on issues regarding task organization, sustainment capabilities, and risk. In coordination with the Field Army G4, it maintains the sustainment running estimate and take actions to mitigate shortfalls. The ESC and its subordinate task-organized sustainment units normally have a general support relationship with units in their geographic area. For more information on the ESC, see ATP 4-94. Corps. A corps is normally the senior Army headquarters deployed to a joint operational area. The Corps is designed to control the operations of 2 to 5 divisions. During large-scale ground combat, the Corps operates as a tactical headquarters tailored to support the operation. The Corps will normally have multiple attached subordinate divisions as well as an assigned ESC and other supporting brigades. The ESC is the Corps' command headquarters for sustainment within its operational area. The Corps' G4 staff will coordinate with the ESC to execute sustainment operations. The ESC normally provides general support with units in local proximity. The Corps G3 develops the core concept of operations. The G3 concept of operations drives fuel requirements. The Corps G4 has responsibilities to develop, project, and validate petroleum requirements in support of core operations, as well as receive, consolidate, monitor, and communicate petroleum and water support requirements through support channels during operations. However, the actual function of providing logistical support to facilitate petroleum supply operations on the battlefield remains with the sustainment organizations. petroleum distribution management, and materiel management is performed by ESC Headquarters. Expeditionary Sustainment Command. The Corps' assigned ESC is responsible for synchronizing and integrating sustainment operations at the Corps echelon. The ESC DMC Fuel and Water Staff supports the Corps staff planning petroleum supply operations. The Corps' ESC and its subordinate task-organized petroleum support units provide general support for all units in Corps area of operations, as directed by the Corps commander. The ESC assists the Corps sustainment cell with planning and coordinating petroleum support. The Corps' ESC commands and controls all assigned and attached sustainment units in an operational area, as directed by the Corps commander. A task-organized ESC assigned to a Corps normally includes enablers that include a Corps logistics support element, petroleum group, movement control battalion, and a sustainment brigade task-organized with combat sustainment support battalions, CSSB, to support sustainment operations. The ESC plans for near-term operations and synchronizes operational-level sustainment operations to meet the current operations. The Corps' ESC is dependent on the Corps staff and an attached petroleum liaison detachment for long-range planning capability. Sustainment Brigade. At the Field Army echelon, sustainment brigades provide command and control for combat sustainment support battalions and other functional sustainment battalion and conduct support operations for units operating at the Field Army echelon. At the Corps echelon, sustainment brigades provide command and control for combat sustainment support battalions and other functional sustainment battalions and conduct support operations for units operating at the Corps echelon. The sustainment brigade, in coordination with the TSC or ESC, is responsible for providing bulk petroleum and packaged petroleum product management to supported forces and support to multinational forces based on memorandums of agreement and ACSA. In addition, the Sustainment Brigade provides general support to the Aviation Support Battalion, ASB, the BSB, and to forward support companies as required. The Sustainment Brigade is responsible for quality surveillance and liaison with the supported forces. The Sustainment Brigade contains a SPO section. The SPO is the principal staff office responsible for coordinating sustainment for all units within the Sustainment Brigade's assigned operational area. Within the SPO's materiel management branch is a fuel and water branch. The fuel and water branch plans and coordinates bulk fuel support for supported units within the Sustainment Brigade's support area. For more information on the Sustainment Brigade, see ATP 4-93. Combat Sustainment Support Battalion. The CSSB is a multifunctional logistics headquarters with the flexibility to control and synchronize execution of all logistics functions. At the Field Army and Corps echelons, CSSBs may be attached to the sustainment brigades to provide sustainment to Army forces and unified action partners conducting operations across a multi-domain extended battlefield. At the Corps echelon, the CSSB is the sustainment brigade's primary means to accomplish its support mission. The CSSB synchronizes and executes logistics support to functional brigades and multifunctional support brigades attached to the Field Army and Corps. The CSSB is task-organized by its higher headquarters to meet specific mission requirements. It contains an organic headquarters and headquarters company and up to 6 attached companies. Task-organized CSSBs normally include a composite supply company, support maintenance company, modular ammunition company, palletized load system truck company, and inland cargo transfer company. The CSSB may have petroleum units attached based on the mission and capability required. The CSSB synchronizes and executes logistics support to functional brigades and multifunctional support brigades attached to the Corps. CSSBs operate in various locations to include the Joint Security Area and Corps Support Area. In some instances, CSSB may operate in the Division Consolidation or Support Area as required. Division. The Division is the tactical unit of execution for a Corps. Like a Corps, the Division is both a headquarters and a formation. The role of the Division is to serve as a tactical headquarters commanding brigades. The capabilities of the division are determined based on the direction of the Corps and the subordinate units assigned or attached to the division. The division has an assigned sustainment brigade. The division staff coordinates with the sustainment brigade to provide direct support to all subordinate units. The sustainment brigade and other subordinate units rely on the division staff for long-range planning. The Division Assistant Chief of Staff, G4, has responsibilities to develop, project, and validate petroleum and water requirements in support of operations, as well as receive, consolidate, monitor, and communicate petroleum and water requirements through support channels during operations. However, the actual function of providing logistical support to facilitate petroleum supply operations on the battlefield remains with the sustainment organizations. Petroleum distribution management and materiel management is performed by the Sustainment Brigade Headquarters. Division Sustainment Brigade. The Division Sustainment Brigade, DSB, is assigned to a division. The DSB connects the strategic and operational plans and requirements with the tactical level units at division and below who execute those plans. The DSB commander is the sustainment coordinator for the division and is the primary senior advisor regarding sustainment to the division commander and the deputy commanding general, support. The commander is responsible for the integration, synchronization, and execution of sustainment operations at echelon. The DSB employs sustainment capabilities to create desired effects in support of the division commander's objectives. The DSB role as the sustainment coordinator does not replace the Division G4's role as the division sustainment planner responsible for developing the sustainment support concept based on the Division G3's operations concept. Petroleum distribution management responsibilities with the SPO section are the same as at the sustainment brigade, except that it supports units within the division sustainment area. Division Sustainment Support Battalion. The Division Sustainment Support Battalion, DSSB, is employed using various task organizations. The DSSB is a renamed CSSB that is organic to a DSB. The DSSB and its subordinate units must be able to move and displace at the pace of large-scale ground combat operations. The DSSB commands and controls all organic, assigned, and attached units. As directed by the DSB commander, the DSSB conducts maintenance, transportation, supply, field services, and distribution. DSSBs organic to DSBs supporting divisions have an organic composite supply company, composite truck company, and support maintenance company. Other capabilities are task organized by the division commander in accordance with requirements. The DSSB synchronizes and executes logistics support to brigade combat teams, BCTs, and multifunctional support brigades attached to the division. Echelons above brigade functional units. DSSBs, CSSBs, and functional battalions such as the PSB below are task organized with composite and functional sustainment companies, teams, and detachments. The following paragraphs are a summary of sustainment capabilities that may be task organized to a logistics battalion. These units have specific fuel support capabilities and execute complex operations. Petroleum Support Battalion. The Petroleum Support Battalion, PSB, provides command and control over assigned or attached petroleum pipeline and terminal operating companies, petroleum support companies, transportation medium truck companies, petroleum, assault hose line teams, and petroleum lab teams in order to plan, establish, and operate as part of the multimodal bulk petroleum storage and distribution network. The PSB provides command and control for units conducting theater bulk petroleum storage and distribution, port terminal operations, and petroleum pipeline operations. The battalion commander and staff direct the operation of petroleum port terminal and storage facilities, supervise a program for quality surveillance of petroleum products, and operate a mobile petroleum products laboratory. The PSB is comprised of 3 to 5 attached companies, a combination of PSCs, transportation medium truck companies, petroleum, and petroleum pipeline and terminal operating companies for the operation and maintenance of a military petroleum distribution system consisting of up to 375 miles of petroleum pipelines, related terminal facilities, and the transportation of Class 3 Bravo. The PSB, normally attached to a sustainment brigade, also operates bulk and retail supply point distribution and executes over-the-shore POL storage requirements. The PSB serves as the petroleum operational link in its specified AO. The PSB operates a central dispatching and scheduling agency to ensure direct flow of bulk petroleum through the IPDS. The battalion supports theater bulk petroleum storage, meeting days of supply requirements, and distribution in accordance with the Bulk Petroleum Distribution Plan. An example of the Bulk Petroleum Distribution Plan is located in JP-4-03. It distributes bulk fuel to sustainment brigades and brigade combat teams as required. The S-3 is responsible for operations of the PSB. The plans officer is responsible for futures planning for the PSB. The logistics staff officer, S-4, is responsible for sustainment of the PSB. The SPO section is responsible for coordinating bulk petroleum movement in the PSB's AO. The PSB receives bulk petroleum via pipeline, rail, or transport vehicle from terminals operated by a petroleum pipeline and terminal operating company. The PSB also receives deliveries from DLA and commercial sources or contracts. This battalion receives and stores bulk petroleum and transfers bulk petroleum to direct support supply units. It operates fuel tankers, pipeline, and assault hose line to distribute bulk fuels. Petroleum Pipeline and Terminal Operating Company. The Petroleum Pipeline and Terminal Operating Company's mission is to operate petroleum pipeline and terminal facilities for receipt, storage, issue, and distribution of bulk petroleum products in support of unified land operations. The Petroleum Pipeline and Terminal Operating Company is normally attached to a PSB. In some circumstances, such as a theater opening, it may be attached to a CSSB. It typically has a general support relationship to supported units. Core capabilities of a petroleum pipeline and terminal operating company include: operate fixed terminal facilities for storage of up to 21 million gallons, 500,000 barrels, of bulk petroleum. Normally consists of two tank farms, each with a capacity of up to 10,500,000 gallons, 250,000 barrels, or operates a tactical petroleum terminal with a storage capability of up to 3,780,000 gallons, 90,000 barrels. Operate five pump stations and up to 75 miles, 125 kilometers, of IPDS for distribution, approximately 720,000 gallons per day, based on flow rate of the TPT's 600 gallons per minute pump operating 20 hours per day. The operations of pipeline or hose line goes 24 hours per day, 20 hours of pumping and 4 hours of maintenance. Operate facilities for shipment of bulk product by coastal tanker, barge, rail, and tank trucks. Maintain a prescribed reserve of bulk product for the theater. Operate an FSSP for bulk petroleum issue operations. Install and operate up to 8 kilometers, 5 miles, of assault hose line to connect large volume consumers such as hospitals or airfields. Provide limited over-the-road transportation of bulk fuel with two 5,000-gallon fuel trucks. The Petroleum Pipeline and Terminal Operating, PPTO, company provides technical assistance to engineer companies for construction, repair, and rehabilitation of pipelines, fixed and temporary terminals, and other fuel sites and pump stations. The PPTO company is dependent upon external engineer support for clearing the pipeline route, building crossing structures, installing pump stations, and intermediate storage facilities. The engineers will also be responsible for pressure testing of each completed section prior to handing it over for operation to the PPTO company. The PPTO company is dependent on military police support for security. Transportation Medium Truck Company, Petroleum. The Medium Truck Company's Petroleum mission is to provide transportation for the movement of bulk petroleum products through the use of tractors with associated semi-trailer tanks. This company is normally attached to a CSSB, DSSB, or PSB. This company is employed in line haul operations, primarily in the core or division area of operations. It is dependent upon improved roads to complete its mission of providing bulk fuel distribution. The medium truck company, Petroleum, is authorized 60 tractors. For every tractor assigned, there is one semi-trailer tank assigned, either one of 7,500 gallons or 5,000 gallons. There are three types of medium truck companies, Petroleum, each corresponding to one of the three variants of the semi-trailer tank. A 7,500-gallon line haul truck company, which uses the M1062 7,500-gallon tanker. A 5,000-gallon line haul truck company, which uses the M967 5,000-gallon tanker. A 5,000-gallon tactical truck company, which uses the tactical version of the M967. Task organization of a medium truck company, Petroleum, is the same regardless of which capacity trailers the company is using. The Bulk Fuel Distribution System, BFDS, is programmed to replace the M1062 and the M967 tankers used by the line haul truck companies by 2025. There will then be only one type of line haul truck company. The Tactical Fuel Distribution System, TFDS, will replace the M967 tankers used by the Tactical Truck Company. When the medium truck company Petroleum, 7,500 gallons, has 100% of its 60 assigned vehicles available with their trailers filled to their maximum capacity, the unit can provide a one-time lift capability for bulk fuel of 450,000 gallons. Upon the one-for-one switchover from the M1062 to the BFDS, the unit will be able to provide a one-time lift capability of 492,000 gallons. When either medium truck company Petroleum, 5,000 gallons, has 100% of its 60 assigned vehicles available with their trailers filled to their maximum capacity, the unit can provide a one-time lift capability for bulk fuel of 300,000 gallons. Upon switchover to the BFDS, the line haul unit will be able to provide a one-time lift capability of 492,000 gallons. Upon switchover to the TFDS, the tactical unit will still have a one-time lift capacity of 300,000 gallons. Petroleum Support Company. The Petroleum Support Company, PSC, receives, stores, and transfers bulk petroleum, providing wholesale and area support and limited distribution. The PSC is a modular unit responsible for receiving, storing, and distributing bulk fuels in a theater of operations in support of brigade combat teams and echelons above brigade organizations. Normally assigned to a PSB, the company is employed throughout the echelon above brigade area to provide wholesale and retail fuel support and limited distribution at operational and tactical levels. Elements of the company may operate in the brigade support area and can be attached to any of the companies of the CSSB with a sustainment brigade for tailored support. Normally, there is one per PSB, but there may be more based on stated requirements. Two 800,000-gallon FSSP are allocated from Army pre-positioned stocks for each platoon of the PSC upon opening or theater distribution missions. The PSC can be comprised of petroleum support platoons, an assault hose line augmentation team, and a pipeline operating platoon. The petroleum support platoons can be configured with 50,000-gallon or 210,000-gallon bags. When the company is equipped with two 300,000-gallon FSSPs and one 120,000-gallon FSSP per platoon, it can operate up to three platoons, each with storage facilities for 600,000 gallons of bulk petroleum at each location for a combined total of 1.8 million gallons per day using 50,000-gallon bags. Receive and issue at each storage facility of up to 420,000 gallons of bulk petroleum for a combined total of 1.2 million gallons per day using 20,000-gallon bags. Operate up to three area supply support points in direct support of non-brigade units with combined receipt, storage, and issue capability of 360,000 gallons and a distribution capability of 146,250 gallons of bulk petroleum daily. Each supply point is able to store up to 120,000 gallons of bulk petroleum, receive and or issue up to 120,000 gallons of fuel per day, distribute 48,750 gallons of bulk petroleum per day based on 75% availability of fuel dispensing vehicles at two trips per day. When the company is equipped with two 800,000-gallon FSSPs and one 120,000-gallon FSSP per platoon, it can operate up to three platoons, each with storage facilities for 1,680,000 gallons of bulk petroleum at each location for a combined total of 5.04 million gallons per day. Receive and issue at each storage facility of up to 720,000 gallons of bulk petroleum for a combined total of 2.1 million gallons per day. Operate up to three area supply support points in direct support of non-brigade units with combined receipt, storage, and issue capability of 360,000 gallons and a distribution capability of 146,250 gallons of bulk petroleum daily. Each supply point can store up to 120,000 gallons of bulk petroleum, receive and or issue up to 120,000 gallons of fuel per day. distribute 48,750 gallons of bulk petroleum per day based on 75% availability of fuel dispensing vehicles at 2 trips per day. The PSC has sampling capability but will need external laboratory support for testing. The operations section coordinates with higher headquarters for external laboratory support. The PSC is capable of operating a fuel storage facility connecting into pipeline systems, operating bulk fuel railheads, and fixed Class 3 installations as required. Composite Supply Company. The role of the Composite Supply Company is to provide general supply, petroleum, and water support to the division or core rear area and supported units. A Composite Supply Company can be part of a task-organized CSSB supporting core and division headquarters, multifunctional or functional support brigades, or assigned to a DSSB supporting brigade combat teams. A Composite Supply Company is normally employed in the brigade and division area of operations. The Composite Supply Company provides petroleum quality surveillance, storage, and distribution to the division or core rear area, as well as area support to units operating in the division area. Platoons or sections can be as far forward as the brigade support areas. The Composite Supply Company provides a base capability to the division that can be augmented with additional fuel assets based on battlefield requirements. Current structure. The Composite Supply Company includes a petroleum platoon with a headquarters section, a Class 3 storage section, a Class 3 distribution section, and a petroleum quality analysis team, which is located in the headquarters section. The Composite Supply Company requires assets from the Composite Transportation Company or other transportation units to distribute mobile fuel storage systems. The Class 3 Bravo storage section receives, stores, and distributes up to 540,000 gallons of bulk petroleum per day. The section may deploy its two 120,000-gallon FSSPs forward to one or two BCT areas as required to support requirements, but receipt and storage capacity in division area is degraded. The section can store up to 300,000 gallons of fuel. The Class 3 Bravo distribution section provides local distribution of up to 125,000 gallons using a combination of 12 5,000-gallon M969 tankers, 60,000-gallon, and 6 2,500-gallon Heavy Expanded Mobility Tactical Truck, HEMET, fuel trucks, and 20 2,500-gallon modular fuel tank racks, 65,000-gallon, on palletized load system, PLS, trailers. The section is capable of augmenting BCTs with modular fuel system, but capability is reduced when tank racks are no longer used for distribution. The additional modular fuel system tank racks and PLS trailers in this section may be used by the composite truck companies for petroleum distribution. The section includes forward area refueling equipment, FARE, capable of up to 2 aircraft refuel points. The PQAS-E, which resides in the Composite Supply Company's Fuel Platoon Headquarters section, provides direct support quality surveillance and testing capabilities to the Corps or division and on an area basis, as well as provides quality surveillance and control measures for fuel being stored and distributed by the platoon. Future structure. The Composite Supply Companies will change into 3 different variants between 2022 and 2025. Composite Supply Company Division, assigned to a DSSB. Composite Supply Company Corps, assigned to a CSSB. Composite Supply Company, the original version. The National Guard Composite Supply Companies will stay this way. The Division Composite Supply Companies are scheduled to change to lettered companies, A Company, under the DSSB, by 2022, with table organization and equipment item to follow between 2022 and 2025. The Corps versions are scheduled to change in 2025. Both the Corps and Division Composite Supply Companies will have 12 5,000-gallon tankers, 26 HEMET tankers, 40 tank rack modules, TRM, 7 HEMET load handling systems, LHS, and 33 PLS trailers upon conversion. Pipeline Operating Platoon. The Pipeline Operating Platoon establishes the Early Entry Petroleum Receipt Capability at the Beach Termination Unit, BTU, connected to the Offshore Petroleum Distribution System. The Pipeline Operating Platoon can operate up to 45 miles of petroleum pipeline or conduit for the distribution of bulk petroleum products. It maintains pipeline and conduit operations via linkage between tank farms and other elements of the multimodal storage and distribution system. The platoon assumes operations of pipeline and conduit systems once engineers construct and test system for leakage. The platoon is organized with a pipeline operating platoon headquarters, pipeline maintenance section, and 3 15-mile pipeline sections capable of employing up to 45 miles, 72 kilometers, of pipeline. 3 pump station each 15-mile section, and 5 miles, 8 kilometers, of assault hose line as required. When the Early Entry Fluid Distribution System, E2FDS, is fielded, the platoon will be retrofitted to operate up to 25 miles of E2FDS conduit. This platoon provides movement of approximately 720,000 gallons of bulk petroleum per day, 20 operational hours and 4 hours set aside for maintenance, by pipeline. This unit is dependent upon appropriate elements of corps or theater for religious, legal, force health protection, finance, personnel and administrative services, and logistics. PSC headquarters for administration, logistics, field maintenance supervision, and unit supply. Operations section for operational control of the platoon. Appropriate field maintenance elements in an area where water support platoon is attached for common maintenance item support. The platoon has an organic maintenance section with mechanic-level toolboxes and prescribed load list or the Army Maintenance Management System capabilities. The support unit for the prescribed load list, the Army Maintenance Management System, and vehicle recovery when attached away from its company's headquarters maintenance section. The field feeding company or supported BCT for field feeding support. External engineer support for the IPDS, clearing the pipeline route, building crossing structures, installing pump stations and intermediate storage facilities, and pressure testing of each completed section. The composite truck company, Heavy, for transportation of pipeline and conduit, pumps, and all other associated equipment for the establishment of the pipeline and conduit mission. Tactical level organizations. Tactical level distribution occurs in the theater of operations. Petroleum support at the tactical level is linked from the CSSB or DSSB through the BSB and FSC to the maneuver end user. The tactical level organizations are described as follows. Brigade Support Battalion. The BSB provides support to its parent brigade. BSBs are organic to the brigade combat team and select multifunctional support brigades. Although BSB capabilities and structure differ somewhat depending upon the type of BCT, all are designed to provide direct support to its supported brigade. BSBs provide responsive support to the brigade by positioning FSCs with maneuver and fires battalions. BSBs without FSCs, such as a Maneuver Enhancement Brigade BSB, provide sustainment by task organizing logistics assets to support specific units and missions based on OE considerations. The type of support varies by battalion based upon the situation and support requirements. The BSB will also provide area support within the limits of their capabilities to other elements operating in the brigade AO. The BSB contains a SPO section that assists in petroleum planning. If the BSB requires non-mobile storage of petroleum to be able to provide petroleum support to the brigade, the BSB support operations officer must request the non-mobile storage assets from the DSB. The BSB, brigade staff, and the DSB considers the appropriate support or command relationship to include duration the non-mobile storage assets will have with the BSB. Once the non-mobile petroleum storage assets are on site, the BSB conducts complete coordination with the forward support companies and the brigade to ensure a complete understanding of the non-mobile storage support capability and requirements. For additional information about the BSB, see ATP 4-90. BSB Distribution Company. The distribution company provides fuel receipt, storage, and distribution in support of a brigade combat team. The fuel section receives, temporarily stores, and issues bulk petroleum to the forward support companies within the brigade combat team using Hemet tankers and modular fuel system tank racks. The BSB's distribution capacity is based on the type of BCT it supports. See the unit authorization documents for equipment and personnel authorizations. The section has no static storage capability, which allows it the ability to displace whenever necessary. Forward support company. The FSC provides support to its habitual supported battalion. The FSC will have a petroleum section capable of receiving, mobile storage, and issuing petroleum to its supported battalion. It also provides refueling options for any BCT unit passing through the supported battalion AO. Normally, the BSB distribution company pushes fuel to the FSC, and the FSC pushes fuel to the maneuver battalion using FSC distribution assets. The FSC's deployment and distribution capacity is based on the type of battalion it supports. FSCs are organic to the helicopter battalion, whereas BSB FSCs are organic to the BSB. See the unit authorized documents for equipment and personnel authorizations. Aviation Support Battalion. The ASB is organic to a Combat Aviation Brigade, CAB, an Expeditionary Combat Aviation Brigade, ECAB, and a Theater Aviation Brigade. There are three primary differences between a BSB and an ASB. Instead of a separate medical company, the ASB has a medical platoon assigned to the HHC. The forward support companies are assigned to the helicopter battalions in the brigade. A signal company is added. The ASB performs the following tasks: ground vehicle and aviation maintenance and recovery operations, signal and network security to the CAB for command and control, aviation and ground sustainment operations for the aviation brigade, including refueling operations, distribution management operations within the aviation brigade, petroleum laboratory support for the CAB and the ECAB. The ASB provides distribution management operations within the aviation brigade. The ASB conducts aviation and ground sustainment operations for the aviation brigade, including the planning and execution of forward arming and refueling points. An organic aviation maintenance company and FSC provide additional sustainment to aviation battalions and squadrons. The ASB consists of four companies: a headquarters and support company, a distribution company, an aviation support company, and a brigade signal company. In addition, each aviation battalion has an organic aviation FSC. The ASB is optimized to support the CAB's forward support companies or troops, aviation maintenance companies or troops, the brigade's headquarters company, and the Gray Eagle Company, if applicable. The ASB can establish a brigade support area in an austere area or on a properly surveyed existing airfield.